Hi, this is DJ Bennett for the Kill Radio News team, and this is the weekly news and review that was posted by Genevieve Smith on the Harpers.org website on the 29th of November, 2011. Yes, folks, the year is almost done. I'm a pretty hardline skeptic. I believe in evidence first, and I kind of think the truth is important. I think that it's bad for people to believe things that aren't true. Now, I'm not going to talk about religion or anything like that, but I do think that I guess I'm going to use the slippery slope argument, all right? So say you believe somebody when they tell you that they've seen a UFO or they saw a ghost. You believe their story. You say there's something to investigate if they have a story like that. So you accept it when somebody says one of these paranormal things. Now, does it hurt you because you believe in ghosts on that specific level? Probably not. But the thing is that with belief systems, when you go into an irrational belief and accept it, suddenly that starts to shift other beliefs in your system. And there's where the problem lies. Say you believe in UFOs. You think that people really are seeing strange things in the sky when they report such matters. And maybe you think that they're, you know, alien spacecraft from another galaxy or something like that. Okay, you accept that. Now, does that hurt you to believe that? I don't know. But let's take this step a little further. If you believe that there are, you know, alien spaceships visiting Earth, does that mean you believe in alien abductions? You believe there have been people who've been abducted by aliens and anally probed? Or you believe that crop circles are evidence of aliens coming to Earth? You see, it starts to slide. So does that mean you believe in Bigfoot now because Bigfoot sometimes is related to UFOs? If you believe in Bigfoot, then you believe in the Loch Ness Monster. If you believe in ghosts, then you believe in poltergeists. You believe in curses and hauntings and witches and all that. See, there are definitely belief systems that are definitely unequivocally harmful. When somebody thinks that vaccines cause autism, that's harmful. As has been reported, you know, since 2007, there have been like 80,000 people have gotten diseases that they wouldn't have gotten if people had been vaccinated. And approximately 800 children have died in that time period. Or what about the so-called AIDS dissidents who don't think that there is such a thing as AIDS? And they think that taking AIDS meds, AZT and that stuff, that's what really causes the harm. Or no, they use drugs, and that's really what it is. Their systems are weak because they're using drugs. There's no such thing as HIV. Well, AIDS dissidents, and if you go to the AIDS Truth website, you'll find a long list of AIDS dissidents who have died of AIDS. Now, other AIDS dissidents have said, no, he didn't die of AIDS, he died of pneumonia. He was 37 and he died of pneumonia. No, he probably died of AIDS. Fela Kuti, the famous African singer, he was famously an AIDS skeptic. He would drink his own urine, said that would make him healthy. He died of AIDS. You know? When people believe things that aren't true, the result can be very bad. It can kill children. It can kill adults. It can kill people. It's just a fact. So when somebody says, oh, there's no harm in believing in angels, or it's no harm to believe in psychics, or it's no harm to believe that somebody actually talks to the dead. No, I'm sorry. It is harmful. And it does require that phrase that I've said so many times, critical judgment. You need to evaluate claims that are told to you that your first thought is, well, that probably can't be true. Now, see, I love science, And I love reality because I think reality is a lot more interesting than people's fantasies. Currently, the ideas about dark energy and dark matter are now getting tied up with string theory and the possibilities that there is a multiverse out there. That, to me, is a lot more interesting than 40 years ago, Lonnie Zamora saw what looked like a spaceship with aliens getting off of it someplace in Nevada. You know what I mean? I think reality is a lot more interesting than fantasy. I know most people would prefer to fantasize and prefer to think that their dreams are real. So this is the Weekly News and Review, and talk about dream catching and dream disappointing. What a week we had. This is the news of the preceding week. The Congressional Super Committee, assigned to devise a plan for reining in the federal deficit, failed to reach an agreement, triggering $1.2 trillion in budget cuts that will take effect in 2013, including drastic cuts to defense spending, Medicare, and Social Security. Senate Democrats plan to follow up the failed talks by introducing $400 billion in new spending legislation over the coming weeks, while Republicans indicated that they would try to configure the automatic cuts in order to spare defense programs. In other words, it's okay to cut Medicare and Social Security, because that doesn't really affect the Republicans. But we've got to make sure that we keep up billions and billions of dollars in unnecessary defense spending. Senator Chuck Schumer, a Democrat of New York, said the knives are over our heads. Well, all I can think of is that the popularity of the Senate and Congress is nil. Nobody likes them. Nobody thinks they're doing any good. And the partisan deadlock is one of the most destructive things that I've ever seen in my lifetime. Protesters with the Occupy Wall Street movement ate donated Thanksgiving dinners in encampments across the country, while occupations in Philadelphia and Los Angeles faced eviction deadlines. "We've been sitting around drinking coffee," said a Philadelphia occupier. "This is bringing us back together." Here in Los Angeles, the mayor offered a building and some public areas for gardening to the Occupy people. Now, I can't think that the movement rejected that because it didn't sound good to have a space to go, a building to go to have General Assembly in. That couldn't have been a bad thing. It's just that appeasing the Occupy movement's immediate comfort is still not answering the questions of unfairness that is what Occupy is about. Now, in the course of Black Friday sales across the United States, and I certainly hope that none of the people listening to me went out and spent money on Black Friday. I didn't. Or spent any money on Internet Monday. I didn't. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do what they expect you to do. Anyway, in the course of these sales, police knocked a grandfather unconscious at a Walmart in Arizona, tasered a man at a Walmart in Alabama. An off-duty police officer pepper-sprayed unruly shoppers at a Walmart in North Carolina. A woman pepper-sprayed fellow shoppers to get a discounted Xbox 360 at a Walmart in California. And customers rioted over $2 waffle irons at a Walmart in Arkansas. The most important statement in all that: stay out of Walmart. Get away from Walmart. Meanwhile, Andrea True, singer of the disco song More, 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 what timing, died. And IBM noted a downward trend in the height of high-heeled shoes. Egypt's military installed a Mubarak-era prime minister to head the country's interim government, fueling protests that have seen thousands of people wounded and at least 40 killed. Yemen's president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, agreed to step down after 33 years in power. And Swazi officials denied that Queen Nothando Dube, the 12th wife of King Mswati, was kicked out of the royal palace by the queen mother for pepper spraying a guard. At least that wasn't at Walmart. An Australian hospital aborted the wrong fetal twin. And a Connecticut town accidentally elected the wrong man because of a ballot typo. The FBI arrested 7 Amish men for a series of beard attacks on other Amish men. The bodies of 50 men were found in western Mexico, some naked and some marked with the names of drug gangs. The mayor of a Peruvian coastal town said the drinking water there was turning residents gay. And a Pakistani woman attempted to cook and eat her husband. There could be 2 factors behind her intention to cook the husband, explained the local police chief. One is to destroy the evidence, and the other would be her immense hatred of the man. Scientists discovered a 150,000-year-old skull bearing signs of head trauma from a projectile, which would make it the earliest known evidence of violence between humans. Psychopaths were found to have uniquely structured brains. An English woman was found guilty of microwaving a kitten. Engineers unveiled plans to create cyborg insects. And South Korean researchers were building a prison guard robot. We are now working on refining its details, explained one of the scientists, to make it look more friendly to inmates. Makes me think of RoboCop. A self-proclaimed doctor was under arrest in Florida for injecting a mixture of cement, superglue, and flat tire sealant into a woman's buttock as part of an augmentation procedure. 15 Indian eunuchs died when a fire broke out at the annual eunuch convention in New Delhi. I've been hearing about those for ages. Audience members were experiencing seizures during the film Twilight Breaking Dawn. 2 Illinois lawmakers proposed that Chicago become a state. And Scottish students who burned Barack Obama in effigy apologized to the president. Willard Mitt Romney's barber, Leon D. Magistris, revealed that Romney does not use gel or dye in his hair. I will tell him to mess it up a little bit, said D. Magistris. He wants a look that is very controlled. He is a very controlled man. The Vatican's chief exorcist warned Catholics about the dangers of yoga. You think you are doing it for stretching, said Father Gabriel Amorth, but it leads to Hinduism. Thanks, Genevieve Smith, and thank you for listening to this latest presentation of the Weekly News and Review from killradio.org. And listen to my radio program, The Chill Room, Friday nights at 11 p.m. here on Kill Radio. I'll see you next week. Have a good one.